but I don't think I support putting your babe on an allowance.
Why?
Because you're not working for me. You're not. It's not a full time job.
So you're not just saying, oh, every month take this and be the baby girl that you are.
Well, I can say every month I have like maybe a percentage of what I earn that I spend on you. Like that's in my head. I'm not going to come and tell you, oh, I earn this. This is 10% of every month I'll send it to you. But like in my head, I could do that. But that's like paying you salary for paying my bill.
See, let me tell you, knack will change people.
Oh,
it will change lives.
Say it louder for people at the back. Nobody should tell you what you should look like, especially a man.
Why is it their mom? What's my donut of a guest is saying is that you should beware of, we don't really say beware of dogs, he say beware of women. I'm here to tell you that beware of men.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Love and Lust in Lagos. I'm your host, Kalumi, and as usual, I have a friend with me here today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Toby Oladipo.
Why do you sound so calm? So like...
Because I am.
That's Elisha, but okay. Toby, what do you do? Introduce yourself now. Let the people know.
Okay. A computer scientist in the making and a talent manager.
Interesting. So talent manager by night, tech bro by day.
Something like that.
Bad. So today we're going to be talking about billing. Money in relationships, basically. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of money in relationships? Marriage, boyfriend and girlfriend, situationship, friends with benefits, any relationship dynamic. What do you think about money in the equation?
I think of men having to spend and the women never spending.
I don't understand. Did you come here to come and attack my gender? Oh.
That's just what comes to my mind first.
Men spending on women.
Yeah, and the women spending little or never spending at all in most cases. Or spending the money the man has given them back on him.
Wow, if I knew that this was what your company said, I would not invite you. I would not bring you here to come and drag my whole gender.
But is it true now?
Are you speaking based off of like experience?
Well, yeah, I've experienced that before. And I think it still happens.
Okay, so why do you think that you've experienced that with people? Do you think it's a thing of like entitlement with the women that you've been with?
Yeah, I would say entitlement, yeah. And also the way, well, I say the way things have been, yeah, or the way most women has seen stuff. Do you get so stuff? Most people just believe, oh, it's normal. The guy is meant to spend,
okay. And then the so woman is like meant to receive. Type of
exactly.
Construct.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess so. I don't know. There's no excuse for it, but let's just say that's the excuse.
So you've never been in a relationship where the woman has spent on you?
Oh, I have. But
you
not
said
as
something
much
that
as I've
beginning.
Spent.
It must be as much.
And basically, I feel like when that happened, she was basically spending money I gave her back.
But she still spent on you now.
Of course, except you don't have a conscience. A man can't be spending on you and you're always taking and never giving.
Yeah.
Then that means
yeah,
you
that
should
greedy.
Go get checked or something.
This
yeah.
guy really said you should go get checked. Hey, God.
I don't know. But like even in not even relationships, like daily friendships and stuff with your guys. If I'm with my guy and my guy is always doing something like, okay, let's say I go to his house today. He gets me food. I go the next day, he does it. The next time I'm going, I probably will go with food or with a drink or something. Like, I don't want to always be at the receiving end. I want to try and do something too.
Okay, so do you think that... Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Transparent question. This babe that you're referencing in this situation, do you earn more than her?
Yeah, definitely.
And you were aware of that?
Yeah.
So would you have preferred that the little that she was, don't let me belittle her, whatever, but what she was making, would you have preferred that from what she was making that was not as much as yours, she bought you something from her own, like without you giving her money? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, I'm not unreasonable. If you are earning, let's say, X amount, or let's say 100K per month, and you're spending, let's say, percentage of that 100K on a gift for me, you're spending maybe, I don't know, let's be realistic, let's say you're spending 30%, 20% of that, what's it called, amount on a gift for me, definitely I'll appreciate it. Because I'm probably not spending all my salary or all my earnings or all my wages on you. Yeah. Obviously, it's a percentage too. But like, let's it be relative. You can't be earning 100K and you're getting me boxers and singlets.
I'm screaming. Has anybody actually sent you that?
I don't think so. I've not been down. I've not been that unfortunate yet.
What's like the gift that you've gotten from a babe, but you're just like, seriously? Like, really? This is the best that you could do?
To be honest, I can't think of anything.
That means babes have spoiled you now. They've got you correct gifts.
Well, I don't know. That's an angle. But another angle is maybe I've not just been with too many people. So I've not gotten the chance to get to receive boxers.
I've been lucky to select the
good ones.
I'm screaming. This guy really says select the good ones. But that's fair. So do you think that money is a conversation that you should have with a person once you get in a relationship with them? Like, because, for example, I've been with somebody where they've told me, okay, let's write wish lists. So I know the type of things that you want from me, and you know the type of things that I want from you. So do you think that is a valid conversation that you should have with somebody where it's like, okay, this is what I can afford for you, this is what I know that you want, this is what I can afford, this is what you know that I want, this is what you can... Do you think that conversation has to be had?
Not necessarily. I feel it's not out of place if it is hard, but it's not a criteria. Because I feel even from talking to the person, I mean, you guys will obviously be friends first.
Yeah.
From the friendship stage, you should be able to tell if this is someone that you feel would spend her money on you or would spend money on you.
Okay.
So I feel you should be able to know even before getting into the relationship. You don't have to ask directly. Like, as friends, I can be of help to you.
Yeah.
Without necessarily being your boyfriend or whatever. Like, I've done stuff for my friends that I probably have never done for someone I'm in a relationship with, because that person needed that help at that point in time.
Yeah.
And I could do it. So why not?
Okay. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a conversation that should be had. I feel like you said, from the type of person that person is, you should gauge whether, okay, this is something that you have to say or not. But me, I'll say it's a conversation that has to be had, because, for example, now, you that are saying that there are people that is the money that you give them that they are spending on you. I feel like if you tell the person that, oh, I would like you to gift me without having, I don't know how to say it, but if you have a candid conversation with the person, and then again, I feel like love languages kind of play a part in this whole thing. For example, if one of your love languages is like gifts, clearly the babe should know that is going to require her to spend money to fulfill that love language. So that's why I feel like the conversation has to be had. So that I know the expectations that you have of me. If your love language is an expensive one, I have to know. So that if I have to be honest with you that I'm not earning a lot. So yes, I'll buy stuff for you, but it might not necessarily be the stuff that you want from me. So from that angle, I feel like the conversation should be had. But let me now ask you, has anybody directly billed you? Like, anybody that you've been with, have they outrightly asked you for money? And have you ever been not offended, but just like you felt uncomfortable, like, why is she asking me for money?
Well, yeah, obviously, people I've been with, people I've not been with, like friends have billed me.
Yeah, but so, in this situation, I'm not talking about friends. I'm talking babes that are actively involved.
Yeah, obviously, definitely. But I didn't feel some type of way, because when I'm with someone, even without you asking, I feel the need to always, would I say, do stuff for you. Yeah. Okay. If I see that, oh, you need something and it's something I can do, you don't even have to ask me. I'll most likely do it, except it's not something that is obvious or it's not something that I know about that you need. Then you cannot say, oh, this. But then where I draw the line is where you're asking for something and you're feeling entitled to it. Or you're asking, or you're asking for something that you can't even get for yourself.
Mm.
And you're putting so much pressure on me.
That's a valid point, actually. I'm like, no,
I don't think you should do that. I feel like whatever you're asking for, even if you can't get it for yourself right now, it should be something you should be able to get for yourself, maybe when things are balanced or in the long run or something, but like not ridiculous things.
Yeah.
So I think that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I think that's valid. I think, honestly, in terms of like entitlement, if it's something that you can't buy for yourself, you shouldn't expect the other person.
That man's son to buy it for
unless you like to be spoiled. And I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to be. This guy is really making faces. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to be spoiled. If I know that the person can spoil me, I'll ask for it. Mm-hmm. You get, if I know that I can't get it myself, but I want to be able to receive it from somebody and I know that the person is capable, I will ask for it. And if they tell me no, it's fine and I'll move on. Do you understand?
That's the problem. Some people, when they tell you no,
yeah,
it's a problem. Because some girls are almost like, oh, you have this money,
so spend it.
Like, is my money not your money? If I decide, oh, this is not priority, but this is not something I want to spend this amount of money on.
Yeah. Why are you pressuring me? Yeah. Again, Sha, I'll say it. That's why I feel like a conversation should be had with some people.
Well, yeah.
Because through that conversation, I feel like you gauge how financially responsible the person is.
Instead of going into it first, then you now realize.
Yeah, because if you tell them that this is how I manage my finances, these are the goals that I have for myself in the next few months or like years. So obviously, I'm saving up for A, B, and C.
Trust me, a lot of ladies don't even have
goals
for the...
Don't say that the ones that you've met, they don't have goals. Babes have goals. No. Please, this is 2023.
I'm not trying to shade anyone, Sha, so they don't drag me.
Have you ever been with somebody that doesn't have goals? Tell us, open up. This is a safe space.
Well, yeah, but that was that. I don't know. I don't think that counts because that was like secondary school.
No, it's still a relationship.
I mean, it's safe to say that we weren't
mature.
Really, yeah, like
yes, true.
We weren't really seeing life the way life was yet. So, well,
everybody. But why was did you think joking. At that point that she didn't have goals? Was she just very like?
She was just taking the day as it came.
It's not living every day now. Yeah.
Well, right now, if you do that,
and life would have shown her now. So one way or the other,
I don't think you'll survive it. So I mean, that's what I'm saying. We reference to that. It was far back, so it's not...
So is that something that you'd say you look out for when you want to be with somebody? If the person has, like, goals or, like, they are smart financially, would you be with somebody that spends recklessly? Like, not your own money or even their own money. They're telling you, oh, I bought this, and you're like, but you didn't need this thing. Do you think that's, like, something you look out for?
I definitely won't be with someone who spends recklessly because at some point, it's if they're spending their own money... It would fall back to my own money at some point.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm not going to be with you and part of my money or some of my money won't be in your possession. So obviously, you're going to spend that money recklessly.
Yeah.
And God help me, I'm in a situation whereby I feel like, oh, I need to save money and I send it to you. And it's time to get and it's time to get that money and you've gotten Zara and Gucci
pretty little
and
team.
Good. So like that's not what I see myself doing or I want to do.
Okay. So let me now ask you again. What do you think of allowances in relationships? Because you've said it that you're the type of person that if you're with someone, you want to take care of the person, show them that you care.
Yeah.
Have you ever put your babe on an allowance?
No.
Or like every month you just happen to spend like your babe a certain amount or
consciously, no. Unconsciously maybe. But I don't think I support putting your babe on an allowance.
Why?
Because you're not working for me. You're not it's not a full time job.
So you're not just saying, oh, every month take this and be the baby girl that you are.
Well, I can say every month I have like maybe a percentage of what I earn that I spend on you. Like that's in my head. I'm not going to come and tell you, oh, I earn this. This is 10% of every month I'll send it to you. But like in my head, I could do that. But that's like paying you salary for being my babe.
Okay,
you
so know? That's how, that's the perspective that you see.
Yeah,
from.
Exactly.
I never thought of it like that, but okay. There's, wait, you just said something. Have you ever told anybody that you've been with how much you earn?
No.
Do you think it's something that you do? Well, maybe let me first ask you a question. When,
okay.
Sorry. Do you, is marriage something that you want? This is your smile. It's no, I don't
to
want
to be honest, at the moment, I would say if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I'm not bothered.
Okay, because I asked because I wanted to say, do you think that, do you tell people you're with how much you earn? Or is the situation where when you want to do that when you get married?
Exactly. I feel like that's a more intimate level of discussion, if I can say that. Yeah. So like, I feel there's no point telling your babe how much you earn because, I don't know, they just help you plan. They help you plan the money you are earning.
And so we cannot before, just ask to know.
No, that's not why 90% of Lagos girls or
me,
Nigerians
I've asked somebody before,
asking.
But I was just curious. Because I could see the way the person spends money.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how much do you earn?
I can give you a range. I can give you a range, but I will most likely not give you the exact figure, except you've used jazz for me or something.
Mm.
I'll just give you a range. I could give you a range, a very wide range, or not very wide, but slightly wide range. So you can figure it out yourself. Yeah.
That makes sense. So you're against allowances in relationships.
Basically, I don't even earn a fixed amount. So that even helps me most times if the question comes up. So if the question comes up, I just say, oh, it varies. I don't earn a particular amount.
So that even helps you just lie.
I'm not even lying. Yeah.
So do you think it's unattractive for your babe to ask you for money constantly? Like, is it something that you think will put you off the person in the long run? Let's say you meet this girl, she's your spec, you guys are like good, and then maybe like 2 months into your relationship, you notice that today she wants to buy this one, tomorrow she wants to buy this one. Would you start to look at the person differently? Like,
Well, in the long run, yes.
And would you say something to the person?
Yeah, definitely. Because especially if I know you make money, I would obviously ask you what's happening with your own money.
Okay.
Yeah. But if I know you're not good financially or you don't earn, then I'm fine with it. But it has to be, would I say limited? It has to be one. I will go back to what I said earlier. It has to be things that I know that if on a normal day you had a job or... Let's say, for instance, you just lost your job. If on a normal day you were still on that job, you could afford those things.
Yeah.
And you're asking me for it. No problem. That's fine. But if I know that there are things that you can't even afford on a normal day and they are repetitive requests, then there's going to be a problem.
Okay. Because, I mean, I know that there are people that they don't want to work. Like, there are people that are just like, work is stressful.
They want to be a guy's wife.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a guy's... I don't have anything against women that are housewives. Damn. If your reason is... I don't want to say if it's valid, because it's okay to not want to work. It's okay to not want to be under the shackles of capitalism. Do you get? It's okay that if you want to be like, quote-unquote, a homemaker, whatever that means to you. I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
Do you get? I don't think it's an issue if you don't want to work. So, if you now meet somebody like that and you happen to fall in love with the person, are you now going to try and change the person? Like, oh no, you must be earning something. You must be, if the person is saying, look, me and you are in this together, I'll support you in every way possible. You are my boyfriend, you are my husband, I love you, but I'm not leaving this house.
Maybe one day we should eat support for dinner. One of the days in the marriage, we'll just serve support on the table and eat support for dinner then. But I mean, I don't think I have a problem with someone who wants to be Oga's wife.
Yeah.
But what are you doing with your time?
She's,
if
watching.
If you are not doing anything productive with your time, I mean, or if you're the type of wife that, oh, once your man is out or your husband is out, all you do is go out, gist with neighbors and all that. Like, it's going to disgust. It's going to disgust me at some point.
What if she's not gisting with neighbors? What if she's just
That's why I started with, what do you do with your time? Do you get? If you're not, what's it called? There's a word in my head that I don't want to use.
You want to say if you're not useful? Is that what you're? I knew that you're going to say you're not useful.
I don't want to use that word, but I mean, if you're doing productive stuff with your time. Yeah. If you're probably developing yourself or your whatever or your personal life, I don't have a problem with it as long as I have the finances to maintain such. But if I don't, my dear, you're going to have to work. So we don't eat
support. Okay, so if that's your personal life, okay, I'm not working. I'm going to break up with them.
We'll serve support the first night. I'm sure the second night you'll be out working.
You're so mean. Even you're saying this thing, you're so wicked.
But I mean, I'm not mean. I most likely won't do that, but if I'm in that shoes, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I go away, I see.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think of it from an angle where, okay, let's say I'm married and then, or rather, I meet this guy, everything's going fine, and then he tells me that, oh, he wants to be a house husband. I don't have a problem with it. If I'm earning more than you, as long as you are useful, like you said, I'm not trying to think of it actually that. If I'm at work every day and I'm just thinking about this, I'm not really doing anything.
Good. What are you doing at home?
What are you doing? I said, okay, maybe if we have kids, you're taking care of them. That's because stay at home moms, in my own opinion, is work that they are doing. Nobody should even invalidate that. Because taking care of a whole human being is work. I'm sorry. But if we don't have kids and you're just sitting down at home,
good.
You're watching Super Sports. You are really not useful. True. So let me spin it around. Would you date somebody that makes more money than you? And how would you feel about it?
To be honest, that depends on who the person is.
I don't understand.
There are girls that even when you make more money than them, but they have money, they make you feel so much less of a man.
Okay, so they make you feel like...
Do you get? So like, imagine you not having as much money as that person, you're going to be in soup. So it depends on the person. If the person is someone that I know won't at any point in time bring in, what I say, finances to the table and ridicule me or make fun of me at that point, why not? But if I know you to be someone who, maybe if you ask me to do something and then I don't do it, or at the slightest inconvenience, next thing is, I earn more than you, I pay the bills.
After everything I've done for you.
Do you get? I can't work because I don't do that to, ladies. So I don't think I'll have anybody do that to me.
I agree with you. Because if I was earning more than the person I was in a relationship with, as long as you're making an effort with what you are earning, I don't think I have a problem with it. Yeah. It's if you're just like sitting around waiting for me to like come through every time.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's like a problem.
And I don't know. I just think this is a me thing. I never want to be at a woman's mercy. Nah.
You never want to be at a woman's mercy or anybody's mercy.
At anybody's mercy.
Because you keep dragging women in particular, but
at anybody's mercy. I don't stay over at female friends' house or even people I'm in a relationship with because I don't want to be sent out of the house by 1 a.m. because we had an argument or something.
But why are you just assuming that? A man won't do that,
but a woman can easily do that.
What do you mean a man will do that? They are mad men in this Lagos.
When it comes to, you find a higher percentage of women doing that, get out of my house.
I don't agree. They don't care.
I've thrown this question at some of my female friends, and they're like, they don't care what the time is. They're going to send him out.
But it depends on what he has done, Sha.
Okay.
Let's
give a perfect example. You find your man, or you find out your man is cheating by 1 a.m. and he's staying in your house. What are you going to do?
It depends. Honestly, no, I'm saying it depends.
Depends on
if,
the day he cheated.
Get out. I'm not saying that. I said it depends because this question that you have asked is very, very tricky. if I really, really love the person, yes, in that moment I'm seeing red. Mm-hmm. But still, the human side of me, I can throw you out tomorrow morning, but the human, if we are living somewhere that I know that is dangerous, and if they kill you, they'll come back and ask me, that why did I send you out in the middle of the night? I won't send you out. But I'll say, I don't want you to be in the same room. I don't want to see your face. I don't know how you want to do it. If you like, go and sleep under the staircase. I don't want to see your face inside the house, yes. But I won't actively throw the person out of the house. I'll just say, get out. I don't want to see you. And you too, if you have sense, you make yourself scarce. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I will not now go outside. I'm saying, get out in the middle of the night. I don't even have that energy to waste on you because you cheated on me. You're a dog in the first place. You are very mad. You are stupid. I'm now wasting my energy chasing you out of the house. Because what are we doing in Nollywood? God forbid. I'll just tell you to get out and make yourself scarce. So I don't think all women will do it.
Yeah, that's why I said 90%. A higher percentage of women would do it. A higher percentage of women than men would send the other gender out.
I don't know, Sha. I don't agree on this one with you.
You can do a poll now. I mean, there are people in the office. I'm sure you have women.
So this guy really wants to take it out there. Mm-hmm. You want to prove a point.
Trust me.
Please. Let me ask you a random question. Mm-hmm. What's the most expensive thing that you think you can get for a babe right now with what you earn? Let me put you on the spot.
Right now?
Mm.
With what I earn?
Mm.
Hmm.
A baller. So this should not
short
be...
term, long term.
What do you mean short term?
Like, is it something like right now or like right in like now. 2 months, in 3 months?
Now.
Maybe an expensive designer or an iPhone 14 or I don't know, something of that sort. But not a car, not a house. No, not right now. Maybe long term.
I do, so you even buy a house for something.
Long term.
Shout out to future Mrs. Tobio. Yeah, going to enjoy. But okay, let me now ask you another question. What's one expensive gift that if you receive now from a babe, you actually be shook? You'd be like, So a babe can buy this for me?
Because
obviously you don't rate women. I don't know why.
No, I didn't say that too. Nobody heard that from my mouth. Okay. I rate women a lot. Okay. So, I think that would be a car, maybe, or a house. I'll be amazed. That's, wow, it's gender.
Got
me a car.
You came to a feminist space to come and drag women. And you know me, but I'm trying my best to hold myself back.
Yeah, I'm not dragging anybody.
Okay. So, if you were to pick between love and money, which one would you choose?
Yeah, I mean, I already have my money, so love.
You already have your money. You're really just you already have your money.
I can sort myself out if it's money. So, I mean, love works. Love and money, fine. But if I'm to pick love.
So you're a lover boy?
Am I? I don't know. I feel like I'm in the middle.
But you talk like you are. I feel like when I've had outside of this studio, this place... When I've had conversations with you, I just feel like maybe there are people that have shown you.
Yeah.
So I feel like, but I feel like you're
that's another episode.
But I feel like you're a lover boy. So I feel
I can be a lover boy. Yeah.
Mm.
So I don't know. It depends. Mm.
Okay. No problem. I feel like we've learned quite a lot about you today and how you don't rate women. I'll continue to say it.
I mean, I rate women. You don't know if after here I'm going to a woman's house.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to a woman's house after this?
I can't disclose that.
Why not?
She said I should not tell anybody.
She said I should not tell anybody. A fish. Well, thank you for coming today. Thank you very much. We've learned a lot from you. And your very sad experiences. And I hope that one day you find the woman that buys you that car so that she can put you and the devil.
She's sitting right beside me.
You are me buy car for man. At least not now, Sha.
You see what I'm saying?
Come 2030. Maybe.
Thank you for proving me right.
Whatever. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Love and Lust in Lagos. Don't forget to follow us everywhere at Chats and Banter. Follow us, subscribe, share, like, share your thoughts with us in comments, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
You said they should follow you everywhere. You see them at your back tomorrow when you're coming to work.
Are you mad? They can't even find me.
I'll tell them where you are.
You tell them?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you come here to come and fight me and my gender? It's as if you had
no
different
gloves.
Things.
I don't have
gloves. You don't need gloves. You're a man. You don't need gloves to fight.
I'm not fighting.
People always do violence.
I don't fight.
Okay.
Yeah. Soft boy. I'm not fighting. I've never had a single fight. I've never had a single fight.